I had a hubby.
Herbie?
So he has second best thing God.
But why would she want Krishna to admire her beauty? The only one.
Because without this, that's nothing. This is nothing. In vain. She's searching to his left. She will come and tell me, come on, come on. Having a pankha in your hand and fan me. Because you know. Artistic thing. Very good. Finger. This is I want. Very good.
Is it finished or should I do more? Finished?
Anything. I think it is finished.
Okay. You once said.
Is Benny is here?
Yeah, coming out from the veil.
यहाँ पर नीचे चली गई है इधर से आ गई.
You once told me there was a gray color.
No, all it is all right.
What is the gray color? You once said there was a gray.
Kasturi like it is like kasturi.
Because this is kasturi. Yeah.
Anyhow.
Okay.
It is this. She is waiting where? Outside of
Kunj.
And Radha and Krishna both are sleeping. And she is waiting when Rupmanjari will order her to enter the Kunj and take this pot to Krishna. And Krishna will call her. This is the picture of that time. But very scenting.
Brush?
Brush.
I wanted to ask you, what does the brush look like? Is it a peacock feather or what?
You can do.
You, peacock feather is okay?
But little. Not.
No, small peacock feather.
That it can be kept in the pot.
Held up?
Held up on any of her. It cannot be like this. Like this.
Not like this. Should be up.
But. Sometimes this should not be heebie-jeebie.
Mm-hmm.
Heebie-jeebie, you know?
Mm-hmm.
But
too much messy.
No.
Heebie-jeebie.
Very good.
Okay. There's another one, but it's not finished. I'll show you.
What it is?
Oh, that's just the wrapping. For protecting. This other one needs about 2 weeks more of work.
Beautiful.
But I just wanted to show you the progress. And she is holding fruit.
This would be like serpent, that.
The choti.
The mouth of serpent. Right. Okay. It is ready to cut up. No?
Mm-hmm.
And she will order that you should cut Krishna.
But if Krishna gets cut, then she runs behind Radhika? Okay.
This color is also good.
Okay.
Very good. For Krishna Katha, for 10 days. At first day, I told them, a Kirtan procession will help. All the young girls and less than up to 12, 6, 10, 20, they will dress as gopis and see one color and paint a very little color after that. Painting, color will be painted. And gopis, like gopis, all girls. So, yes, color and this.
About
3 to 4 miles.
Sure.
Good procession, very good
procession. In front of the
kirtan. At first the bend.
I was near.
Bend Bhagavat. Srimad Bhagavat also. And after that girl. After that again kirtan party. Then girl time.
There
is
no chariot, Maharaj
in the city. And there is very good chariot on that stage. Made me sad there.
What did the chariot look like?
Like Arjun.
Oh.
Arjun chariot. Horses.
Oh,
very gaudy. Really? Very white horse. Beautiful. Two brahmachari here and there.
Or to Radhika?
Both. Both, too many.
Oh. So the
One part Rukmanjali, one other part.
Should there be two translations then?
Very good.
Can I check the translation with you now? Oh, Rupamanjari.
Rupamanjari Karachit Pada Padma Gosendra Nandan Ujarchit Mastikayaha Modita Kanukto. Oh, for Radha. For Srimati Radhika. This prayer is for Radhika. Your head is lying in the Krishna's
lap.
And your feet in the lap of Rupamanjari.
Mm-hmm.
And Rupamanjari was serving very gently. In the meantime, Srimati Radhika, Rupamanjari, by eyes corner, called Rati Manjari, and told that this is Sanskrit. I am signing her. So his Mahaprasad Seva of Lotus Feet of Radhika gave it to.
She gave both feet to Rati Manjari, or just? But I mean, is Rupa Manjari massaging one foot and Rati Manjari is now fanning?
At first she was serving.
Mm-hmm.
And then she called Rati Manjari that she has a very agreed to have that service.
Mm-hmm.
And Mahaprasad at first done by Rupamanjari. So Rupamanjari kindly called her and give this service to her.
Okay.
So that Radhika with this pastime should come in my heart. And I have explained.
Mm-hmm. Shanti has some questions for the Vila.
Jaldi karo ham. Today is so hot. Jaldi karo.
I don't know. Oh, what is the definition of avesh?
Avesh. Avesh means that like,
Swarup Avesh.
Avesh means like fire in iron. Fire is working, iron is not working. But it seems that SHIE, telephone wala. ওকে দেখে শুনে আমি বললাম যে ওইখান লাগাও, কিন্তু এই তারগুলিকে কোনো রকমের নিয়ে আসুক যাতে কোনো ছেড়ছাড় কেউ না করে। উপরে বোধহয় প্রেমানন্দ গিয়েছে দেখে।
হ্যাঁ, What?
Yeah, the iron rod in the fire.
That is called when Krishna went to Dwarka or Mathura. Gopis are avished in Krishna and think that Krishna is here, but not in front of them.
Complete absorption?
They were so much absorbed in Krishna that they at last they thought that I am Krishna. And they began to play on floor and telling others that, oh, see how I am swiftly moving, how I am laughing, I am seeing I am Krishna. Someone told another gopi and told that, see, Krishna, I am Krishna. This is all avesh. One has avesh in Krishna bhajan, then it is bhajan, otherwise it is like archer. So you should have avesh.
Then what is swarup avesh?
Swarup avesh means two. One Krishna swarup and other mice. I will be in my swarup. What is my swarup? Like father, mother or gopis. What is my avesh? That is my swarup.
Relation.
Swarup hai Nitya Krishna Das. In that swarup, either Radha and Krishna swarup or by what mood we have agreed, like Rup Manjari, like our Guru Manjari, I will have avesh in that. Then it is.
And avasta, avasta, avasta,
avasta,
like bhava avasta,
avastha mane kya,
avastha, avastha, bhava avastha,
bhava avastha, bhava avastha mane at the time when bhav comes in our, that is bhava avastha.
The condition.
Now we are sadhana avastha, sadhak avastha, siddha avastha, bhava avastha, prema avastha, mahabhava avastha, like that.
What, vastu? Vastu?
Vastu?
Swarup siddha vastu. Swarup siddha vastu.
Sorry, swarup siddha?
Vastu.
Sarup Siddhi, Vastu Siddhi, both.
Oh.
Sarup Siddhi, another.
Yeah.
Vastu Siddhi,
different.
Separate.
Any other?
Or what I am going to tell?
No, that's.
Yeah. What is the subject?
What is he saying there? You say, Rati Manjari is not static Sarir. She is Sarup Siddha Vastu.
Means she is in Vastu Siddhi, in his real form, as a gopi form. That is not called the sadhan. Siddha, Siddha Vastu, Siddha Swarup, Siddha Vastu. Like Krishna is Siddha, Radhika is Siddha, Rukmanjari is Siddha, Lalita is Siddha, Siddha Vastu.
Vesh.
Vesh means dress. Gopi Ves, Kishori Ves.
Dress like kapra or just appearance?
Ves means upon whom I have grieved, I will have to take that Ves. If you want to be mother, then you will have to take the Ves of Yashoda. If you want to be father, then how Nanda Baba is body and what ornament, what thing, then we will have to take that. That is base.
Mm-hmm.
And base are two, Rati Manjari, Rup Manjari. Then like gopis, ornament, decoration, everything.
Any other? Surid Rati.
Surid Rati. Surid Rati means a Sakha. What is there?
Sai Bhav is Surid Rati there.
Surid means like friend.
You say this is called Manjari. This is called Surid Stai Bhav Rati. Gopis have Madhurya Rati Stai Bhav.
All right.
So Surid Stai Bhav is the same as Manjari?
Manjari. So much Priya. It is called Surid. At that time, in what mood I was. But Surid means very dear and near. Like Swapaksha, Vipaksha, Tatastha and Suhit. Shyamala is Suhit. Suradhika. In Manjari, it has been called Suhit Dharati. Suhit of Radhika. It may be.
What is the last Rati? What is the last Rati? Last Rati.
Ullas Rati, that is Manjari Rati, the mood of Gopi, Manjari, it is called Ullas Rati. When Radhika is feeling so much Ananda, you know, so much Ananda, and seeing that Ananda, one Gopi who is so much feeling Ananda, Ullas, in his heart, not meeting with Krishna, but seeing Srimati Radhika, his anand is going up and up, and that is called Ullas Rati, and this Ullas Rati is Manjari Bhav.
Is that the same as Surid Rati?
There are three stages of spiritual consciousness. Is Antardasa the same as Antarvahyavastha? Is that the same? Any other?
Do you want to take any water glass or anything?
Of this water. Can I just ask one question? You say, you quote Vishwanath Chakrabarti Thakur that during the Rasa dance, Krishna did not expand, but he just ran fast. During the Rasa dance, Krishna did not expand into many Krishnas. He just ran quickly. So there's no Aishwarya. But there are other places during the swing pastimes when Krishna goes on many swings, or when he goes in.
If Narada will see, he will, at the same moment, he will see that all Krishna are manifestations of Krishna. But Gopi will not see any Gopi. They will see that Krishna is running fast. Not so many girls. Otherwise it will be as per you.
Even on the swing, he goes quickly from one swing to another with the...
Yes.
Or when he leaves Radhika's kunj and goes into many kunjas at the same time.
But everyone sees that only Krishna is with mind, not with any other. So, no as per you.
Theirs is the real vision.
They are seeing that Krishna is only with me, not there in full meeting all at a time. They are seeing that Krishna is only with me, playing and otherwise it will be as well. But Narad, Brahma, Uddhava will see all so many Krishna. Sakha will not see like this. you cannot see. You see only one medium. He is only with Shyamran. Giraj will see lakhs and lakhs books, but he will see only one. Because Giraj is himself as well.
One of your disciples said that Giriraj.
My disciple is you.
Premananda said that you said that Giriraj, Giri Govardhan, is a Saki, otherwise it could not be said Rasanidhi. Rasanidhi Nava Yova. Yeah. Sakshinim Dhanakeli.
It has been told that as if he is Krishna. That is why he is, because Krishna is ocean of Rasa. When both are one, then it can be.
What do you mean both are one?
Jab Krishna aur Govardhan ji abhinna hai.
So Govardhan is never a Saki.
He is Parvat. What gopis are saying,
yeah.
How he will be suffering?
I don't know, that's what Manana said. Okay.
Gopis has note that now then all can see, but we will see that he is Govardhan. Govardhan is Govardhan.
Today morning.
But you did not come in morning?
No.
Now it is morning? It is midday.
I was about to come and I saw Kamrani and Shanti and
ready to see.
Raghunath Das Goswami says
verse number
11. Oh, beautiful one. Svap nahi bikim sumukhi te charan. Yes, gyara. Gyara.
I will see the text and think and then tell. Otherwise, it may be wrong.
Should we come back in 3 days then? And the whole world will benefit. One quick question about prachar, the jiva coming from, not coming from Krishna Leela. Why does it say that we revive that relationship, or that we have forgotten that relationship since we have never experienced it? Why the words revive or forget?
Revive?
To revive
Krishna
means...
Krishna Bully. Say. Anadi Barimu. It is given, this answer has been given in Anadi word. Anadi means?
Without beginning.
So, the reason is not in this word. Anadi. Mane never he met Krishna. Anadi. No Adi.
Why is the word forgotten used? So often.
There is no other word. That is why. No other word. That is why. It is for voyage. Those who have no sense in Paramatma, for them it has been told. You should see the sun is shining on the branches of this tree. Why it has been told that sun is on the branch of?
Just because we can't think any differently.
That is why, like this has been told. It is certain that if anyone can see Krishna, he will never fall in the trap of man. He can. if sadhak cannot fall in the trap of Maya, what to siddha, those who are always testing Krishna? There is no Maya, illusory Maya there. If he was there, no illusory Maya there, how to forget Krishna there? It is, has been told in Gita. I am seeing any beautiful thing. But if I will see more beautiful, then I will attract to more beautiful thing. Mm-hmm. If there is sexual thing, but I see Param Drishta, Param Drishta means?
Higher taste.
Then lower taste automatically goes. And that is why we, the Gaudiya Vaishnavas, in the, those who are going on the footprint of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, they don't take any little parishram, labor, to control mind. They never do anything to control mind. They only control it by always engaging mind in hearing Harikatha, chanting and remembering and all other things. Because rasa barjam, raso apasya, parama drishtva nivartate. That rasa is more than this rasa, worldly rasa. Worldly rasa is also engaged mind, and this mind has made up by these all these. So it always comes and engaged in all worldly rasas. But if you engage mind always more beautiful, more rasas than these, and this is Krishna, mind will have no time to come here. So we don't want to control mind, but mind automatically is controlled. How? By giving more interested things. But Krishna, world is beautiful somehow, but Krishna is more beautiful. Gopis are more beautiful. Golok is more beautiful. There, in this world there are so many rasas, but these rasas are like bees,
poison.
At first they, at the time of beginning, they seem so rasamay, but the fruit becomes opposite. Everything, purusha and istri, each other, anything, beautiful thing, mango is so stressful. If I take more than what I can
digest,
then it will be like this. I prefer ghee, but if I will take more ghee, what I want, then it will be like this. So everything in this world, like this, but these are not these. So if anyone can engage mind in all these things, always, then mind automatically will be
controlled.
That is why we don't might for this mind. We try to engage our mind in this, all these chanting, elastic mind, but worldly person, especially ladies, they cannot keep any secret in their heart. If it is a secret, they will pass. Samajh rahi? What you have written to England? Don't write any letter, anything. Though it is not sacred, but ladies cannot keep. You are also like him.
I'm trying much harder than I used to.
You should try.
Vishwanath Chakrabarti Thakur talks about when Krishna dressed up as Radharani and Radharani played the flute, and she dressed up as Krishna and she attracted Krishna and the other gopis. So is she really thinking that she's Krishna, or is it just joke?
It is called anubhav. That mood comes, but it is anubhav of prem or mahabhav. Understand? I see that you are laughing. Why you are laughing? Anything is going on hard, overdressed, and then you become lost. So there is frame there towards Krishna. And when this frame goes up, then so many anubhav, 33, comes. Sometimes laughing, sometimes sleeping, sometimes so many things. Sad, sometimes mucha,
senseless.
So many things. Oh,
yawning.
Sometimes like this. But it is inner mood there is something. That is why it is. Sometimes all are anubhav for a little time, and after that they are covered. So this is the anubhav of prem towards Krishna. Not a sthayi bhav. This is anubhav of a sthayi prem. Understand?
So there's some temporary feeling.
Temporary. Another guest will come and cover it. So she does not think. For a moment it comes that I am Krishna and doing like so. But after some time it is covered and another mood comes.
The teacher has a question. In Harinam Chintamani it says that Hela Namabhat, chanting with disregard and neglect. What is the difference between Hela Nam and the tenth offense? What is the difference between Hela Nam, Hela Namabhat, and Namaparad or inattentive chanting?
Only it depends on mood. If you have dress, dress means
envy,
and doing it, then it is namapara. And then no envy, ordinary way, chanting. Helanam, no proper deep giving respect, then it is helanam. And if you have grace, then it will be namapara.
She's asking about yavadana and disruption in chanting. Can you
explain? It is written there. What is written there?
Yavadana or disruption in chanting. Can you explain that? What is yavadana?
Yavadana means you are chanting at the same moment Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. Krishna is not coming in our conception. in our mood, but only
something else.
Money matter. Or anyone has told me anything abuses, and that abuse is what is it? I should also take the revenge. How to take? And Hare Krishna. So there are less and less kinds of this. You are chanting Hare Krishna and at once, oh, it is so hot, I should go to Puri. All these are. When chant name, always try to keep mind there.
Krishnadas Kaviraj describes Radha Kund in the midday pastime. So when he describes Vrindavan in Braj Riti Chintamani, you said that actually the trees are not made of jewels, but it's more than that. But in the description of Radha Kund, it says there are many jeweled pavilions and mosaic tiled floors. Is that
only
really
for us? Yes, that they have so much regard for them. The flowers are more beautiful than jewels and all this. The flowers can give less and less jewels. The trees are chintamani. All these things are chintamani. Only gopis take them and in
ankle bells.
You, nothing. Chintamani. The deer, so gardened of flowers, six flowers of Vrindavan. The flowers are always in bloom and with fragrance. They can attract the nose of Krishna. But golden and jewels, what they will do? Flowers are so sweet and so soft. And jewels?
Hard.
These are very light flowers. And they?
Not so light.
Yeah,
if thousands of jewels will be given in the garland of Krishna, then Krishna will be like this. So hard. No sweet fragrance. No soft. They have any quality?
Just shining.
What shining? Fire is more shining than that. Fire can be given in your
neck.
Body and neck. What is? So, Brajavasi, don't you?
So even in a book like Govinda Lilamrita, there's descriptions for the ordinary person.
It may be. But I think they are not golden, and then if they are golden, then what is the difference between this gold and that gold? Golden color it means of flowers and so on.
Jewel-like.
There the earth is of golden and chintamani, then it is so hard. So, and if the sun rays are there, then it will be so warm. How Krishna and gopis and all other can walk there? But the land should be so soft,
like butter.
If all are chintamani, how? Only chintamani means as everything can they give, so it has been called chintamani. But
Mapati-san?
So let something
person?
I'll ask him.
He has not a, in this letter it does not.
He doesn't say.
So you should ask. She should not. Because there will be opposite if she asks. So you should not give letter to her. She can give.
To Parthasarathi also?
To Parthasarathi also?
She can give.
He has written to me or to her?
Not to me.
He wrote, Parthasarathi wrote to you a while ago.
And he has wished to help?
No, he doesn't say. Dharmarani is just suggesting that we approach him. Perhaps. He didn't say he would, but perhaps he would like to.
Those who have not said, I don't want to say.
But he, Satyananda Swami wrote to me last year, that if there's any service for Maharaj, please ask me first.
The third book, second book we are doing. Third book also he has made ready. And the books are not sold, then it will be late to publish. So if he can help, we can do it.
And his question was about Bhakti Vinod Thakur. He said that one should affectionately remember the meaning of the mantra while chanting.
You should write him that these meanings of mantra, all mantras are Swarupata, Krishna and Radha. So it cannot be given in cassette. If you will have chance to me, I can explain something to you. As a sutra.
Short.
Briefly, shortly. I have given to Tamal Krishna Swami, also to Raj Swami, and some other devotees that have told me. So then you will come and we will meet. I will try to give the meaning of this. Yes, no.
Also, he wrote that the reason that he's staying away so long for preaching is to make so that no one will criticize. Would you like to say anything?
I could not understand.
He's explaining that one of the reasons he's not coming to see you is because he wants the leaders in ISKCON to be peaceful that he's preaching. That's
it is good, but yet if you want to advance somehow or anyhow, you should have to select some time, occasion, invent some occasion to see me. As other devotees invent time for me.
For devotee is beyond duality. Happiness and distress, heat and cold. So when we see that a pure devotee appears to be weak or ill, how do we see that? Because we know that he's transcendental. What's the answer?
What about your Gurudev?
Yeah, he would say sometimes that he was sick. But so how should we see it? Because we know he was transcendental. because we read it in the scriptures. You can't be touched by heat or cold or the modes of nature.
He will be seen.
It may look like he's sick.
No, no. He will be seen.
Mm-hmm. Seen?
Anyone can see him?
Not the real him. Not his spiritual form. Not his spiritual form.
Then? Who is he? To whom you are seeing sick?
But even his so-called material body is transcendental.
We should think like this. What is he? These are not Leela. Like Krishna also, used to feel pain. He used also the arrows here and there. He was also treated, medical help taken. He was also sleeping, taking rest, doing all these things, in transcendental things. How it will be?
Well, they're transcendental sentiments. When he sleeps, he is not in ignorance. He's, you know, still fully conscious.
We'll have to imagine. We may not realize. Because we are not transcendental. When we are transcendental, then we can realize.
So should we think that he is in pain or not in pain, or he is weak or not weak?
We will think that he is transcendental, doing like Narlila. We are also like the same. We are not doing Narlila, but we are Nar.